News from UNIFIL. As we drove through villages along the Blue Line in South Lebanon, the scale of destruction was heartbreaking. Entire neighborhoods that before October 2023 were full of life now lie in ruins. UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candace Ardil, who joined the tour, describes the scenes.
So we're driving right now through Nakura, and we're on the main road, or what used to be the main road, which is quite difficult to navigate now due to all the damage to the road and also the rubble on the sides, because on each side of us right now we're passing between buildings that have been destroyed in the conflict, homes and businesses that are just now rubble, piles of concrete. We still see flashes of color. There's still flowers and trees that were here before that have survived, but most of the buildings here in Nakura have been damaged, if not destroyed. Knowing some of the civilians who have lived here and who are civilian peacekeepers who I work alongside, I mean, it's heartbreaking to see this. This was a lively village, where people had their businesses, people would go have meals. It was just a normal place.
Ardil stressed that long-term recovery and peace in these areas are only possible through full commitment to Resolution 1701 and ongoing cooperation with UNIFIL's mission on the ground.
The parties have said that they are committed to Resolution 1701 and that they want to see a framework for peace through Resolution 1701. So UNIFIL, we as peacekeepers, we urge them to stick to that and to follow that in their actions, not just in their words. And of course, this means complete compliance with Resolution 1701, which means a full Israeli withdrawal from the Lebanese side of the Blue Line, and for the area south of the Litani River up to the Blue Line to be free of unauthorized weapons. These are fundamental tenets of Resolution 1701, and these would go far toward restoring the stability that we saw before.
On the 2nd of May, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers supported the Ahli Hasbaya Volleyball Club with a donation of sports equipment benefiting more than 90 athletes. The initiative was presented during a ceremony held in Hasbaya, where Major Santiago Vega Estepan of the Spanish contingent and the team manager Mazen Asaf highlighted the importance of sports in bringing communities together. As part of the event, Spanish and Lebanese teams played friendly matches, helping strengthen community ties and bring a sense of normalcy back to villages affected by the recent conflict. On 29 April, Indian peacekeepers launched a new initiative called A Day at UMP, inviting local school children to spend a day at their base in South Lebanon. The campaign aims to promote friendship, cultural exchange, and joyful learning through a variety of fun and educational activities. The first visit under this initiative welcomed students with special needs from Hasbaya Al-Arkoub Center for Care and Development. The children enjoyed musical performances by the Indian military band, a military dog demonstration, a magic show, games, and even a taste of Indian cuisine. Lina Abu Karnib, director of the center, said the activity left a lasting impact on the children.
To be honest, this was the children's first outdoor activity since the difficult war they experienced and since rejoining the center. The activity was incredibly beneficial for them. The children were highly engaged throughout and expressed themselves openly, as you saw, through personal initiatives. Each of them wanted to speak from the heart to the Indian battalion and the leadership in general. Truly, this activity brought joy and happiness to their hearts, and they enjoyed every moment of it.
Colonel Ajit Singh Negi, commander of the Indian battalion, emphasized the deeper meaning behind the campaign.
A day at UNP is not just a campaign. It's a bridge of goodwill designed to bring joy create shared memories and reinforce the spirit of peacekeeping. Through such initiatives, we hope to connect meaningfully with local communities, especially the young children, and uphold the values of United Nations and India's long-standing commitment to peace and friendship.
On 17 April, French peacekeepers from the Force Commander Reserve provided medical assistance to residents of Beit Leif village in South Lebanon. The initiative coordinated with the local authorities and held in the village municipal hall responded to a request by the mayor. Peacekeepers offered consultations and treatment to 40 patients from infants to elderly residents. This initiative comes in support of the people of South Lebanon during these difficult times as UNIFIL peacekeepers continue efforts to assist communities in villages affected by the recent conflict.